Number 5.
Honey, did you hear there are 2 convicts on the loose in town? It's all over the news.
Yes, I heard about it late last night. Have there been any sightings?
The news said they may have been involved in a burglary at a liquor store this morning.
Wow, that's really frightening. Are they armed?
I think so. Listen, Julian said he wanted to bike to his friend's house tonight, but I think we have to tell him to stay home, even though there are extra police patrols now.
Yes, absolutely. I don't want him out on the streets tonight.
Question: What is one thing we learn from this conversation?
Number 6.
I heard your mother was discharged from the hospital yesterday. That must be a big relief after such a serious operation.
Yes, it's good to have her back home with us. It's not all good news, though. The physician said follow-up surgery will likely be required in the months to come.
That'll be hard on her. She's in her 70s, right?
Yeah. The medication the doctors are giving her seems to be effective at controlling the symptoms for now, but unfortunately that won't be enough in the long term.
Question: What is one thing the man says about his mother?
Number 7.
How's your new freelancing career going, Annika?
It's great. My overall earnings have exceeded what I was making before, and I'm certainly enjoying the independence.
It must be nice not having a boss looking over your shoulder all the time. Are there any downsides?
Well, some weeks I'm expecting things will be quiet, and then I suddenly get swamped with a huge project out of the blue. And then the following week, I'm sitting on my hands because a client has postponed something.
I can imagine that might be stressful.
Question: What does the woman say about her work?